This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Military and Veterans Affairs will now come to order. I want to welcome everyone that's here and also those that are listening online. We appreciate you being a part of it. And so first, I'd just like to remind everyone that turn down your electronic devices to try and keep down the as much distraction as possible through the process here, and also that that everything needs to go through the chair for order. At this time, we'll just have the secretary go ahead and call the roll.
Representatives Deutsch.
Excused.
Drury.
Here.
Goodwin.
Here.
Howard.
Excused.
Johnson.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Overweg.
Here.
Poyer.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
York.
Here.
Gross.
Here.
Randolph.
Here.
Mr. Chair, we do have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. At this time, I'm going to invite our two pages to come up and introduce yourselves. Tell us where you're from, maybe what your class size is, and what are your future aspirations?
Well, hello again. I'm Taper Shabbat from Aberdeen, South Dakota. I go to Aberdeen Central. I'm a senior. And my future aspirations are to get my commission through the National Guard.
I'm Erica Ingerson. I am a junior at Eureka High School in Eureka. My class size is 8, and when I graduate, I plan to study business management.
All right, well, thank you guys, and I love the PAGE program we have here, and glad you guys are here and for all your hard work. So at this time, I'd ask for a motion for the approval of the minutes.
So moved.
And and a motion by Representative Johnson and a second by Representative Gross. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. So we'll go ahead and get into our business today. And first up on the agenda is Senate Bill 65. Create an exception to the dual compensation prohibition for state employees for military service. So at this time, I'll ask for proponent testimony. And also a reminder, if there are any handouts, just make sure to give those to the pages. All right, welcome.
Good afternoon to the chair, members of the committee. My name is Mallory Barnett. I'm with the South Dakota Bureau of Human Resources to present Senate Bill 65 today. This bill creates, I'll say, a new exception to the general prohibition of dual compensation. The general rule is that the state employees cannot receive dual compensation other than the exceptions outlined in statute. It came to our attention this past summer that within those exceptions already built into law that military service leave was not included. So our state employees that were called to state active duty were not allowed to use that 40 hours of, we have an administrative rule that says that members called to state active duty can use up to 40 hours of their sick leave. And that wasn't included in the exception. So we just wanted to add that in to a code for those members. And so That's all I have, and if you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but I'd ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further proponent of testimony? Seeing none, then I would ask for opponent testimony, which I don't think there's probably in the room for that. So, is there... No. Do we have online testimony? Okay.
I didn't think so.
So we'll waive rebuttal and open it up to committee questions. Is there anyone on the committee that has any questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll close that and we'll move to committee questions and interaction.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Overweg.
I move do pass.
Second.
Okay, we have a do pass motion by Representative Overweg and a second by Representative Olson to do pass for Senate Bill 65. So any on your motion? Okay, so we will move right into our vote. So all of those that are in favor, say aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Hold on. This is a roll call vote. So all those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, say nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Deutsch, excused. Drury?
Aye.
Goodwin?
Aye.
Howard, excused. Johnson?
Aye.
Marty?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Overweg?
Aye.
Poirier?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
York?
Aye.
Gross?
Aye.
Randolph?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 11 yay, 2 excused.
Okay, so with that, House or Senate Bill 65 is sent to the floor with a do pass motion. And that, yep, that's what I was going to ask. At this point, if no one has any objections, I was just going to certify that for consent calendar. So that's what we'll do. We'll consent that one or set that one for consent calendar. So moving on, next on our agenda is Senate Bill 180, excuse me. And that one is revise certain provisions regarding revenues generated by donations to the South Dakota State Veterans Cemetery and to declare an emergency. So at this time, I would open it up for proponent testimony. There he is.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. I'm proud to bring you a Senate Bill 180. This was worked on by the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Governor's Office, the State's Veterans Council, with the help of LRC putting this together. In the committee, we added an emergency clause because we probably will have some funerals before 1 July. So that's why the emergency clause is in there. The South Dakota State Veterans Cemetery belongs to the citizens of South Dakota and will be dedicated on Memorial Day this year, and everyone here will be invited. So put Memorial Day down for the dedication. Pretty fitting day for that, I think. Again, we'd just like to thank the City of Sioux Falls for their outstanding leadership for donating the 60 acres located in the northeast side of Sioux Falls. Without them and all the people who were involved, and yes, the state legislators were very involved, especially thanks to the Veterans State Veterans Council, excuse me. Without all the help from everybody above, this wouldn't have happened. We're all to be commended for the approval of the cemetery, now owned by the people of South Dakota, and will serve our veterans and their families. Over 20 years in the making to get to this point. So if you look at the bill, we did amend it again because we were trying to get out of promulgating rules and a few things like that. So it is amended. You should have a hard copy. I didn't know if it was going to come through the computers in time before we got here. So I gave everybody a hard copy of it. When they redid it, it came in purple, the amended part. So when you make copies, the purple doesn't come through. So anyway,
it is online as well.
Is it on? Did it come up?
It's 180C. Is what
you
it
can
is.
Look at. If either way, if you want to be a dinosaur like me and look at it this way, or if you want to bring it up, it's up to you guys. But we did have some problem. We were talking about promulgating rules and how much are we going to charge and everything, you know. And so, if you look in there, you can go on down through where it talks about the donations and everything and the revenue generated, but. For the burial of an eligible spouse or dependent at the South Dakota State Veterans Cemetery shall be $825.
We should go ahead and move that amendment.
Okay,
that
I'm
way
sorry.
We can go ahead and speak to every bit of it.
So, okay, go ahead.
So a motion to move the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I move my amendment to 180C.
Second. Drury seconds.
Okay. So motion by Representative Johnson and a second by Representative Drury. All those in favor?
Aye.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah, excuse me. Getting a little ahead of myself. We're anxious today as a committee. So any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair.
No, Mr. Chair.
Representative Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How does that amount compare to the amount for a veteran? The $825, how does that compare to what the fee is for a veteran? Veterans free. So
yeah, veterans
how
free.
Did you arrive at this amount then?
There's a national figure that they use. There's a national Mr. Chair, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a national figure that they use. I think it was $780, and we just put that in there so we could just have one fee. So when somebody called in, how much does it cost, instead of having inflation and have this figure that wasn't solid, we just wanted to give them a hard number and have a hard number that would probably last for a few years. So that's why we came up with that.
Thank you very much.
Any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I was wondering if we should have put an inflationary factor onto that figure so that each year it would go up based on that inflation. But I'm just asking that as a question of...
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we talked about that, Representative Tiedemann, but... We just thought when they called in and wanted to know what it would cost, that we actually got about $30 in here, so there is room for inflation. But we just wanted to give them a number instead of saying, you know, well, it's going to be plus inflation or anything like that. So we just thought this was more user-friendly.
Any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, so the motion on the table is adoption of Amendment 180C. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. So if you'd like to go ahead and speak to the rest.
And I apologize that I jumped into this too fast. So, I mean, I'll just kind of regurgitate it, and then a lot of questions came out, pretty much covered it. So if you look through there, we're going to charge $825 for a wife or the spouse. And we should be good to go. I mean, this is just kind of the final thing we have to do to have the Veterans Cemetery ready to go. Like I said, we're going to have dedication Memorial Day. Everybody will be invited. It should be a great time. It should be a great event and really cool. I mean, if we wouldn't have did this, we were going to lose this cemetery to Minnesota. They already had two, and they were going to get their third one. There's a lot of federal matching money that we got with this, and so it was really something that we had to take advantage of, and I'm glad we did. It started with the Dugard administration, and we got it carried on through the Nome administration. So I think it's a huge success for veterans, and it's also going to help the whole state because we're not going to fill the veterans cemetery in Fort Meade as much because we're going to have a lot of the burials take place East River, and so it's a win-win for everybody. So I'd just like to thank anybody that was involved for this, and I'll stand by if you have any questions.
Thank you, Representative Goodwin. Is there any further proponent testimony?
I do.
Seeing none, and I don't see any opponent testimony unless we have something online, and I don't believe we do. So we'll waive rebuttal, and we'll move into committee questions. Anyone have any questions?
I do have a question.
Representative York.
For the sponsor of the bill, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Is $825 the price that it is at other state cemeteries or like the one out west? How much is it? What's the check-in fee there?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the national average that we talked about that we just raised us about was like $790.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any further committee questions?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Marty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would you explain the South Dakota State Veterans Cemetery? Who's on, is that a board, and who disperses all the money?
We actually do have a full-time person that actually administers the cemetery. The funds are going to be transparent. Anybody can see them. I don't know where you're going with that, but, yeah, we do have a setup. Yeah.
Any further questions? Okay, seeing none, Representative Howard has joined us, and we are on Senate Bill 180, and we have amended it. I don't know if you have the information. Okay, so just Representative Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Quick question, just for clarification: is there already a definition of how far you know, dependent goes? I mean, is it kids, grandkids, cousins, you know, is there a standard military definition of that that applies here?
I can't answer that this time. I don't think we're that far down the road yet. We're going to have to get that far pretty quick because we're going to start having burials in June. We're going to have to, but no, I can't. You know, it's going to be the wife, of course, the spouse.
Certainly.
Not
spouse
the wife, but the spouse. I said that wrong, sorry. And then we'll have to go from there how it goes. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any further questions? Okay, we'll close committee questions and open it up to committee discussion interaction.
Chair.
Representative Poirier.
I motion do pass.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion on the table for do pass by Representative Poirier and a second by Representative Olson. Pardon me. Discussion on your motion.
I think, you know, the Veterans Cemetery has been a long process in the making, and I appreciate all the efforts they're making to do these steps, so I encourage your support.
Any further discussion? Okay, so we are... Oh.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell me, and this is kind of what I was...
Okay.
Kind of what I was alluding to before, where you, when you mentioned the national price, what is the national price? Is
go
that
ahead.
The
well?
Is it the same? Well, we were just talking about that here, and I don't know. Did you mention it?
Yeah.
Because it says not to exceed. Not to exceed what?
What we did is we came up with that hard fixed price. We didn't have to put in inflationary rigs, so that right now there was a hard fixed price for everybody to come through, but it was $790. Yeah.
But if it not to exceed the United States Department of Veterans maximum plot allowance, what's the plot allowance? The Veterans Affairs plot
Representative
allowance,
York.
Maximum plot
I think
allowance.
I think you're reading the portion that's crossed out.
Oh, we are.
Right. Yes, there you go. So the
okay, it was something that we did. Okay, Representative Howard was just asking me, and I didn't realize it was on the crossed out part. Sorry,
Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I realized it was crossed out. I just wanted some reference for the $825, some reference point. So thank you. Thank you, Representative York.
It's a solid.
Okay. So we have the motion on the table to do pass and seconded. So if there's no more discussion on that motion, all those in favor will say aye, and those opposed will say nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Deutsch, excused. Drury?
Aye.
Goodwin?
Aye.
Howard?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Marty?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Overweek?
Aye.
Poirier?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
York?
Aye.
Gross?
Aye.
Randolph?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 12 yay, 1 excused.
With that, Senate Bill 180, we will send to the floor with a due pass motion. And that one as well. If everyone's good with that, I'll certify that for consent. Oh, we did amend that one. Thank you. You're exactly right. So, nope. Yeah, that is true. You're right. So that one will go on the debate calendar. So at that time, at this time, that concludes all of our business. We have no more bills in the hopper. So,
Mr. Chair,
there's no intention for us to have any more meetings past that. So, Representative Gross.
We have a personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. As you're saying, this is our last meeting, and I want to go on the record as thanking you as chair. These meetings or committees that are at the call of the chair are always difficult to schedule, and you've worked hard to get the best we could for these deserving veterans and stuff, and I appreciate your leadership in that respect. We've had a couple of difficult ones early on, or a little more complex, so it has been busier than sometimes, and I just want to go on the record as thanking you for your leadership in this committee.
Second.
Thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate that. That means a lot. It's been a pleasure being the chair of this committee. I didn't expect this and didn't know it was coming. So I was pleasantly surprised, but also very, very honored. So And I've also enjoyed, I've also enjoyed serving with each one of you guys on this, and I look forward to our all of our time together and our time in the future. So is there any more, any more comments?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Matt.
Mr. Chair. So for that last bill, I am reading the rule 13-1, as used in the rule, an uncontested bill or resolution is a bill or resolution which receives a do pass or do pass as amended recommendation from the committee. And as long as no one objected to the final version of the bill, then you can put it on consent. So if you'd like to make your job that much easier tomorrow, I think you are well within the rule to do so.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir. Thanks for that clarification, Matt. And as with, I don't think there is any objection. So we will we'll put that on the consent calendar for tomorrow. And I wanted to say for our staff, Matt, I really appreciate you guys have been there for us and helped us through, and especially on some of the tougher bills. So thanks for chiming in when we needed you and keeping us on track. And Gene, thank you very much for as well for all the hard work that you do and for the scheduling and working hard to get us a room that fits us. That's been really important. So kudos to you guys, and thanks for all the hard work you do that you've done on this committee and for what you do elsewhere. So thank you guys. So
you're welcome.
So at this time, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Chair.
Representative Overweg.
I make a motion we adjourn.
So I have a motion to adjourn by Representative Overweg and a second by Representative Howard. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.